Ricky Gervais, do you mention him with us?
Carl Dilkington. Can't.
This is the worst chair I've ever sat on. And I've sat on some fucking chairs in my life.
Yeah. Right, are we started?
One.
Are we ready? Are we recorded?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah. All right.
Hello and welcome to a brand new series. What?
It's ridiculous.
I was getting all fired up.
Excited and motivated.
What are you talking about?
One. It just seems a bit loud, that.
Well, you should have sorted that out. Look at that. Look at this, Carl.
This is a shambles, mate. People have paid good money for this.
Carl, are we ready now?
Yeah.
Well, come back here then. We're doing a podcast, you dopey bald twat.
What are you doing?
Right, go on. We'll just have to deal with it.
What are you up to? Like,
fucking Davros.
Hello? Yeah. I'll just sit like that.
Right, okay, ready?
So it was your problem.
Oh, Jesus.
It's just this carpet.
Right, ready?
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to a brand new series of The Ricky Gervais Show with me, Ricky Gervais.
Hello.
Well, no.
I was so excited to say hello.
Okay. Hello and welcome to a brand new series of The Ricky Gervais Show with me, Ricky Gervais, Stephen Merchant.
Hello.
And the little round-headed shaven chimp that is Carl Pilkington.
All right.
The boys are back in town.
What concerns me, is this the tail end of the last series of podcasts, or is this a brand new comeback? What I mean is this take that when Robbie Williams had left, they sort of limped on with a couple more songs and then called it an end, or is this the triumphant return of Take That?
This is, I mean, no, I think we're like a great rock group who's just been away for a couple of years doing their fifth album.
Right.
Is it the fifth?
The fifth album.
We've done our 1, 2, 3 series. We did the specials, which is like a fourth series. Yeah, this is like the fifth series. Here it is, the fifth series of podcasts. Although we can't call it podcasts because they're audiobooks because we're charging for them. We're not even giving away free first, then charge for them. Because in the past, we've given away free. Oh, and then we put them on iTunes, the back catalogue. You can buy them. If you missed out on the last year when they were free for a year, now you can pay £1. People are complaining. Last time we gave it away for free, like a year later, we sort of put it up there. People can buy it. They're going, oh, this was once free. Well, yeah, it was once free. So we did our bit. We gave it to you for free, and now we're charging people to get. You should have bought it for free. We can't do any more. If everyone did that, I mean, it would just be a better world, wouldn't it? Give it away for free, maybe, and then charge for it if you're too late. So we're not even going to give this one away for free, because they annoyed us, didn't they, Carl?
Yeah, a little bit.
We actually did a bit of planning for this as well. We thought we're going straight to a paid audiobook. Let's plan it. Let's not just come in here and shambles. We've booked a studio. We're in a nice little studio in West London. Our own little... It's all to ourselves, isn't it?
Yeah, Look at the chairs.
Yeah, Steve didn't get a good chair, but...
Yeah, well, yeah, I got a rubbish chair. Look how big I am. I'm a giant sat on a kiddie's chair. And you've got... Look at you, you're almost half asleep, as usual. Carl, I don't know why you need a good chair.
What do you mean?
Why do you need a good comfy chair? Look how you're sat.
This is
you could be perched on a stool, you could be perched on a box. Why don't we swap chairs?
Well, why do you want to, what's wrong with you?
Because it's, look at it!
Is this how you normally behave? You always get your own way at home. Is this how it is?
Yes, in my house I do normally sit in a chair that I find comfy.
Will you be happy if I swap chairs?
Yes,
I had to get him a special chair. I bought some chairs for the office. I bought them. He went, oh, don't like this one. So I went and got him another one. It was actually cheaper than the one he had. He said, yeah, I like that more.
Well, there you are. That's a lovely happy ending. You ended up saying.
I didn't give him a happy ending. I did not give him a happy ending. He just sat there and we worked. There was no happy ending.
If you get this,
involved.
Will you be happy?
I think I would be happier.
What do you mean,
soon?
Think? It's like Goldilocks. Are you going to be happy with this or not?
But why don't you let me try it on for size and see how we get on?
I feel guilty charging for this. Just
try it.
How's that, sir? Is that okay?
That's a nice chair, actually.
Well, you're going to move the chair, so you're going to sit... Hold on, it's the whole dynamic.
No, I'm going to move the chair, don't worry.
Yeah, you've got to... You can't... It's got to be me and Steve one side and the little round twonk the other. There you go. Right, okay, we're going to start any minute now. We had a little cup of coffee. There's some Kit Kat in the fridge, isn't there? Right. We thought we'd feed Carl a little Kit Kat later, because he's like, he's there, he's sort of pressing the buttons, he's keeping an eye on the computer and everything, and it's like a doctor. A doctor doesn't swab his own forehead, so what I'll do is I'll get a little Kit Kat later, I'll dunk it in Carl's tea, and then I'll feed him a little Kit Kat.
Look forward to that.
Yeah. Mm. How fussy was Carl as well with the tea? He talks about you with the chairs. He was looking at what tea bags they were. I went, oh, PG tips. Oh, okay.
It's a bit strong, PG.
I can't believe you've got favourite tea bag.
What's your favourite tea bag?
Twinings English breakfast.
Can you really tell the difference?
Yeah, I can. I've done like a little test on it. Because my mate was saying, oh, it's rubbish, it's all in your head.
Mm.
And he had a selection of tea bags. we had nothing else going on. He said, right, what I'm going to do, I'm going to make three teas. And he used Tetley, PG, Twinings. Straight away, I got the Twinings, straight away.
Party time. Yeah. Party time in the Pilgrimton household.
Ooh, man alive.
Oh, when was this? How old were you?
Oh, it was just going back a few months. I was like a Gilly Goulden, just sort of having a little... You can tell by the smell of a PG, because it's strong tea, that.
Mm.
Very strong. Twinings is quite fresh and light. Tetley was just the one in the middle.
Can they get their money back? If they have paid for this, can they get their money back?
I'd like my money back.
Illegally download it with the people that...
This isn't for the thing, is it? We're just having a chat.
Oh, we can tell, like the tea bags, we can tell the quality podcasting from the rubbish, can we?
We'll take this out. If this is still in, then it didn't go well. Right then. So, let's start now. Let's start.
Right. Concentrate.
So, episode one, I thought what we'd do, is maybe go over some of the things that have happened since we met, as it's the final series. We met in about 2002. I thought we could think about how the world's changed. In those, 7 years. Seven years.
Well, certainly, the big news is the endless threat of terror.
Terror, the war on terror, that had kicked in when we met Carl all those years ago. Well, I walked into that room, we were given this little, what I at first thought was a little slack-jawed chimp, gimp, sort of techno kid. It turned out that he wasn't very technical either.
Didn't even have that.
No, didn't even have that, just a gimp, and he opened his mouth and we thought, we've struck gold here. This is like a vein of pure idiocy. So that was going on. Podcasting hadn't been invented. That's new, isn't it?
You were very much a pioneer, if you don't mind me saying, Rick.
Thanks, mate. The iPod, we've talked about the iPod. Carl, not impressed. I think it's just an amazing piece of design.
No, it is. It's good.
Yeah.
I've always said it's good. Now I've got one. I was listening to it on the way here.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is...
How many songs have you got on it? Because you said there's only about three songs you'd want to hear.
Well, what I've probably got about... We've got about 400 on it now.
That's right.
But there's no sort of filler. I don't just go putting full albums on it.
No.
I handpick.
Yeah.
But what's odd is I find that I'm sort of buying stuff that I wouldn't normally buy if it was only on record, which is good but bad. Because I've got a lot of clutter now. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you said you haven't. You said you haven't got a filler.
I thought you were cherry picking.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, yesterday I bought some Dr. Ruck.
When was the last time anyone thought, I'll tell you what I haven't heard for a while, Dr. Ruck?
Well, I heard it and I thought, oh, I used to like that one. My mum used to have that one when she was doing the Sunday dinner. I thought, I like
what
that.
What one? What did she used to have on?
Dr. Ruck.
What, every Sunday?
Well, it's just, that's the memory I've got of it.
I'm cooking the turkey, put the Dr. Ruck on.
It just always on. And some other country western singer.
My mum was Jim Reeves. She always put Jim Reeves on.
Yeah, she liked Jim Reeves.
Yeah, I like Jim Reeves.
My parents didn't like music. Silence.
Oh, no.
In my house. It was, constantly. Never put record on.
Oh,
wow.
Our house, Suzanne, it does the reading when she comes round to Mum and Dad's house, because there's music on in every room, all different. And my mum's got into this fella called Roger Fender or something. Some country western singer. And it's on all the time on loop, the same song. You said the sheep across the road has started to sort of hum to it. It's on that much.
Brilliant. Think of looking over and seeing some sheep humming.
No, it's
Roger
just,
Fender, whoever he is.
I think that's his name. But yeah, so I've bought some Dr. Ruck.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying
what
is...
What did you buy? What Dr. Ruck did you buy?
It's called... If Not You, it's called.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah.
And I wouldn't have bought that if I had to go to a record shop and...
Well, no, it wouldn't be available. They'd go, what are you talking about, mate? Have you got that one by... Mate, can you leave the store?
Well, yeah, but that's a good thing, isn't it, now, that you're being opened up to a whole different...
Yeah, but it's that thing of just buying...
That's what excites me most, exactly. The back catalogue
yeah.
that you can,
yeah,
without
yeah.
trying
it's,
to go
it's
in
good,
into a...
But I'm just saying that that's what happens, isn't it? If you've got a space for something, you fill it. And that's the problem. If my iPod wasn't an iPod and it was a cassette, Dr. Ruck wouldn't be on it.
He wouldn't feature.
He wouldn't be on the cassette. Elvis would be.
Yeah.
Just
the big boys.
What's wrong with having a space and filling it? I mean, there's a space between your ears. We'd love to fill that, but...
Just because is normally stuff you don't need if you've got too much space and you're filling it. It's like Ricky's house. You've got stuff in there now that you wouldn't have had in a smaller flat. You've got dead owls and stuff like that.
Right.
Dead owls? Why are you buying dead owls?
No, it's an antique thing. It's an antique stuffed owl, and I was assured it died of natural causes of old age.
Yeah,
and then
yeah, it looked in good nick. It didn't look upset.
But dead owls suggest that they just fly into the room and I just leave them there.
No, no, no.
Like they crack their head.
But what, you're just sat in your dressing gown constantly drinking gin.
Oh, Jay, there's another dead owl. Clean up. Feed into the cup. Feed into the puma.
But that's what I'm saying. I haven't got room for a live owl. Never mind a dead one. So that's the difference, and that's the same with an iPod, isn't it? With an iPod, because you've got so many gig, you go, what will I have? Well,
yeah, but Ricky's not sat at home looking at an empty space in his flat thinking, I need to fill that with something.
I think he would be. What would be there? If that dead owl wasn't there, what would you put there?
But you've picked on one thing. You've picked on one
small... Well, that's all you can do. I'm just picking on an example. What else do you want me to pick? I'm just saying, I have not got room for a dead owl. So I'd never look at one in a shop. I'd go, I'm not going to buy that because I haven't got the space for it.
But why are you obsessed with, like, someone trying to pressure you into getting this dead owl? I mean, it seems a weird thing to shout, I have not got space for a dead owl.
No, but if I had an urge to see a dead owl.
Right.
Natural History Museum, loads of them.
Right.
I've never seen one and gone, oh, I wish I didn't have to go to the museum, I want one in my house. That to me is like, right, Suzanne, have we got everything? Have we got a dishwasher? Yeah. Washer dryer? Yeah. Ironing board? Yeah. Right. There's a bit of space there. Is there anything you want? Then, if it's like, dead owl? All right, we've got the room for it. But the way we're living now, we've definitely not got room for a dead owl. That's all I was saying. And to me, a dead owl...
I'd like this to be part of estate agents' patter. And there's a lovely space there for you can fit in about 7 dead owls. They don't know about square footage anymore. It's 6,000 dead owls. You idiot.
Well, I'm still not convinced by this idea of this space has got to be filled. You know, people just choose to buy things and fill up their house with those things because they give them pleasure.
Most things we've got are junk. If you didn't have junk, all you'd have is a cooker, a bath, maybe a sink, a bed, and that would be it. But anything else, a television, isn't necessary, is it?
You seem to think that people should live like, you know, kind of 19th century mining community.
Well, no, but like a few years ago, people worked this out, didn't they? They all went minimalistic. Because they said...
Say what?
Minimalistic.
So one more time.
Minimalistic.
No. What letter are you starting with in that word?
M.
Okay.
Where are you going on from there?
Minimum. Well, it must be minimum.
Yeah.
So it's what that minimalistic.
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 No. No, no, no.
Look, you know what I mean.
No, no, wait. You're popping in an M where there should be an N.
Minimalistic.
You're putting two M's when there should be one M, right? Minimalistic.
Minimalistic.
Yes.
Wow. Woo! Come on, right.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone.
That's the end of the first episode.
It's gone well. So anyway, a couple of years back, everyone went.
Yeah, that was the trend, wasn't it? But we've gone back to being
clutteristic.
The way I live, like I've said to you before, it's the old 3-month rule. If something's not used over 3 months, chuck it out because it's not needed.
So suitcases.
What's the that? Yeah,
suitcase.
No, he uses a suitcase every 2 weeks. He's off all the time.
Yeah,
most stuff. Like clothes.
If you don't wear a piece of clothing in 3 months, it's gone.
But why haven't I worn it in 3 months?
Well, because maybe it's a suit or a tuxedo and you've not been to any fancy balls.
I don't have any clothes like that. I wear the same things anyway.
I throw clothes away every 3 months because I get too fat for them.
So, you know.
But it does seem to me the way you talk, it's like you want to live, as I say, like some kind of 19th century pauper with a big tin bath in the lounge in the one room in your house and all the family bathe in it. And yet you wouldn't be happy with
well,
that,
maybe,
would you?
Maybe. Well, I've told you before about that. That's something I said when I was younger.
What?
What did you say?
When I was younger, I think I was having a bath or something. And I said to my mum, oh, remember when I was in, like, that tin bath in front of the fire?
Yeah.
She went, what? And now that's strange, isn't it, that you're saying I'd be happier with that back then? So it's like that was my past life.
Well, hang on. We haven't finished
Whoa. What do you mean?
Your mum said, what are you talking about? You said...
How old were you?
I must have been a kid if I'm having a bath and my mum sat there.
Well, yeah.
Well, I don't know how you operate.
I assume you were, but how old?
Must have had time to have a bath. As you get older, you don't have as much time, do you? So I'd say 5.
I love the fact that after 5 he didn't have time for the bar. Yeah. No, he's just so busy. Carl, we've read your diary. One day it was simply went to the cobblers and back.
No, but
so you had time to have about 19 baths.
No, but as you get older, you sort of go, I haven't got time to sit in a bath. Whereas a kid, it's something to do.
You're like staring at ants.
When have you ever been too busy to have a bath? One, you're never busy. Two, how can you be too busy to wash? It's like saying too busy to eat. Breathe, got to breathe last night. Why? I had a bit of work to do. What point are you making?
So I'm just saying...
This is not an anecdote.
You said that I'd be happier back in 1800s or whatever.
But what are you saying that you didn't really have a bath in front of the fire?
You mean this was a glimpse of a past life,
yes,
is what you think?
Yes.
This is just such a non-point. This is just nothing. If you'd said, well, then I went off to see one of those people who regresses you, and although it was a load of old bollocks, he regressed me, and it turns out I was the king of Sheba.
I love those things, people. Everyone thinks they've lived before, right?
Mm.
Did I tell you that there was a documentary about these people in Los Angeles that they'd lived before and they'd come back and they did a come as you were party. So they went as the people in their previous life. All of them famous.
Of course they were.
Kings, queens, leaders of men. Not as I was a stable hand, I forget my name. Right, two Napoleons, one of them's lying. I mean, absolute twaddle. We're talking about things that have, happened since we met. We've done podcasting, we've done the iPod, we've dismissed that. See, Carl, when he disses all these great inventions and design, where he says you don't need them, it's just faffing, what he means is he's a little bit annoyed that no one's picked up on his ideas, like the clippable mat for the mug, or, I don't know, cat mops, I don't know, that wasn't yours, nor was the tie, was it, the stupid tie. What's that? What's the one about the tie? The tie that had a pocket.
Loads of pockets. But I didn't come up with that, that's something I saw somewhere, but it never caught on. I've never seen anyone wearing one yet. It's such a good...
It's not a good idea. It's like having a carrier bag round your neck. It doesn't make any sense. It's a tie packed with stuff. You want to...
Imagine
all right, Frank, nice tie. What you got in there? Baguette. just ridiculous.
But imagine the day that the tie was invented. There you go. Do you want a tie? What do? With it? Put it round your neck. What for? Don't know.
Well, I'll tell you.
What?
Because you haven't invented buttons yet and it keeps your shirt together at the top.
Well, all right then. Right. We've invented buttons. Are we going to stop making these ties? No. Why?
He's got you there, Rick.
There you go. Now, I'm saying, what are you doing with that tie around your neck? Oh, it's a pocket tie. It's a what? It's a pocket tie. What do you mean? It's got pockets in it. Oh, that's weird. What are you
doing? So I've got pockets in my jacket.
Yeah, no, but hang on a minute. It's a hot day, isn't it? Don't want to put your jacket on.
Or a tie.
Well, if you're going to wear a jacket, wear a tie. Leave the jacket
on. I'm not wearing a jacket. I'm wearing a shirt. Got
a give it a purpose. If you're going to wear something, give it a purpose. Everything has a purpose. A tie at the moment is just round your neck, keeping you hot. If you're going to be hot, carry something, hands free, and everything's always there. A bag, you put stuff in a bag, you put a bag down, you forget it. I always forget bags, that's why I don't like carrying them. You pop it down, you get up, you walk off, oh, where's the bag? A tie, when you go in a cafe or something for beans on toast, you don't take your tie off. I don't wear a tie. I would if it had pockets.
Carl!
The country would look smarter.
Right, you have pockets, so what are you carrying in this pocket?
I have got spare change.
Yeah, okay.
Which,
you're rattling around like a cow in Switzerland, right. Just like...
I've got spare change, I've got, like, my debit card in there.
Right.
Maybe got me little front door key in one of the pockets.
Okay.
A pair of scissors, if you want.
Amazing. That's whatever. Safe, isn't it?
Oh, that's a good place to put it, just around the heart area.
Yeah, and then near the throat. Yeah. Facing upwards. Brilliant. Carl, think what you're saying. So when you're on the beach and you just got your Speedos on, pop a tie on, go to the shop and pop a tie on.
Well, no, you wear it in the appropriate times, but I'm just saying if you're going to wear a tie, let's make it useful. Let's give it a purpose.
Don't wear a tie. It's all right. You do not need a tie with pockets. If you're wearing a tie... You've got clothes with pockets.
And it's going to be weighing your neck down. If I mean, come on.
You know, don't go mad. If you're carrying anything big, you buy the scarf version.
What else has happened since we met? 2002. Gay marriages. That's kicked in.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Yeah, they've happened. Are they popular, though? I mean...
Well, amongst gay people who want to get married, they're very popular, I imagine.
What's the point of it?
You know, I suppose they want to feel that There's an equality.
But is it just one of them things where they wanted it because they can't have it? Do you know what I mean?
I think any excuse for a fancy dress, they like to dress up. They love a press tent.
See, I just don't understand that. What's it? I mean, whose name do they use? Whose surname do they go with?
I don't know.
There's a problem. Just creating problems, I always say that. Any problem solved is a new problem made.
Gobbledygook. Any problem solved is a new problem made.
Yeah. Like I said, that time when I was in hospital, and, you know, I remember in the 80s everyone was going, oh, there's not enough hospital beds and all that. When I was in hospital with, kidney stones.
Yeah.
Loads of beds, not enough pillars. So that's the way it worked. It sorted out the bed problem. They give me a bed at night. I was going, I haven't got a pillar. We had to go off and get one. Brought it back. It was still warm.
Oh. That had been between a...
Under a bed head. So that's what I'm saying. It's kind of like, you get all the beds, new problem. Where's the pillars? Don't solve problems.
Don't solve problems. Brilliant.
What do you make of the, this big problem in the church? Not wanting, gay people to be priests. Does that concern you?
No.
No?
It's a problem if you're gay, and it's a problem if you go to church and you don't like gays, but I don't go to church, and I'm not gay. There's certain problems that just go over your head.
If you were gay, Carl, what would you do?
Well, I'd do what all gays do, I suppose.
What's that?
Whatever it is they do. I'm just saying...
Well, you don't just say...
I'm not gay, so I don't know.
So, getting, gay marriage, would you, ever go through with that?
What, if I was gay?
Well...
It's hard to answer, isn't it? How can I answer it if I'm not gay? I don't know what I'd do.
Well, no,
I might
no,
not
okay.
look like this, I'd look totally different if I was gay.
Why?
Even though it's me mum's, what's it, me dad's jeers or whatever, I'd look different, because gays do, you make more of an effort. Look at me, I wouldn't survive as a gay man, maybe that's why I'm not one.
Right, Carl, I'm going to give you a scenario, though, okay? I'm going to test. Would you rather... So you're not gay, okay? This is the real you, right? Someone put a gun to your head and goes, right, okay, Carl, you've either got a married little gay fella, there's a little fella here, he loves you, he's liked you for a long time. He goes, hello, Carl. You go, all right, mate. He's a lovely bloke. I think he lives in Brighton. I think he's in advertising.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a sports car. He's smart. He looks lovely. Pink shirt, white suit. He's great. He's very popular. Got tints. It always looks good. Mm. Right. Lovely tan. He's about 38.
What's his name?
His name is Graham.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's he expecting that?
Yeah. And he goes, hello, Carl. And you go, all right, Graham. And he goes, and someone suddenly bursts in and goes, right, you've either got to marry Graham. He puts a gun to your head. He goes, right, you've either got to marry Graham, okay? You've got to tell all your family.
Well, no, I'm not going to marry him, am I?
What? Whoa, you know the choices.
Well, I know one of the choices, and I'm not happy with that choice, so you go with whatever else.
Well, no.
So what's the other option, Rick?
Well, okay, so you marry Graham and
I won't be marrying Graham.
You do all the things in the bedroom.
Why is that happening?
Well, you're married now.
You're married now, and he wants to consummate the marriage. He loves
even
you.
Under marriage, you can't do that, can you? You can say, hang on a minute.
Well, no.
I don't know why you've married Graham.
No, but you want him to be happy. You want him to be happy. He's giving you a lovely house.
Yeah, but I'd say, Graham, hang on a minute. You know the score. I'm not into this.
No,
I went
he doesn't
along with
know.
It because you didn't want a bullet in your head.
No.
Now, if you love me, will you stop doing that?
Stop doing what?
What are you doing in the bedroom?
Well, no. You have a lovely life. You do your own thing. You do this, right? Podcast, do your little books and that. Little, you know, and Graham goes off, he does his, and he comes back, he goes, oh, I've had a day. He goes, what's the matter, Graham? And you just sort of massage him, he's just like, they go, oh.
I'll go with the other option.
Well, wait, Carl! So you're going, oh, God, I've made you some pork chop. He goes, oh, you're a darling, right?
It wouldn't work, though, because you're putting two people together who don't want to be together.
Well, Graham wants to be with you.
Yeah, Graham loves you.
Relationship's two-way, isn't it? And I mean, this is a made-up man, and I know I don't like him.
That's just homophobic.
No, it's not. He's annoying me.
Why? He's annoying
you. Why is he annoying you?
Just the way he looks after his body.
Yeah.
Not saying he's tanning it, he's having a massage. I wouldn't be doing all that, so it wouldn't last. The relationship wouldn't work.
He's talking to you. He's talking to you.
No, it doesn't work.
Opposites attract, okay?
Not to that point, it doesn't.
He's good to you. He's really, though, he's, oh, God, he's faithful.
He's got a good job.
He's got a really good job. You get invited to really nice parties.
It's just him. I don't like him.
He absolutely loves you.
It happens, doesn't it? It happens that I remember being at school with a girl who really liked me, and I was like, it's not going to happen, Sharon.
No. The first.
And that's Sharon, not Graham. So the chances of me letting this Graham move in.
Well, you've moved in with him, right? He's got a lovely, bigger, got a 6-bedroom house.
Of course he has.
And you move in with him, right? So first day you go, oh, I'm not happy with this, because you're thinking, oh my God, first day in marriage, where's it going to go? He goes off, he gives you a peck on the
head. What's the option?
Well,
what's the other choice?
Well, you don't know! Yeah, okay. So he comes home, he goes, oh, he's bought you a lovely little ankle bracelet.
Well, that's
with,
sweet of him,
with Carl. Carl, love.
Graham, I need a word.
I go, what is it? What's up, love? What's the matter? God, I'll be Graham. Right, okay. I'll be Graham. Smart, you look tense.
This is all, we're living a lie, yeah?
Well, yeah, but it's just the alternative is so much worse.
What's the alternative?
What is the alternative, Rick? I think we're all waiting for that.
Well, marry a chimp.
Marry a chimp?
Yeah. Unless you either live with a chimp in a tree or marry Graham, your family are going to get killed. Someone's going to shoot him, right? So you have to decide what you want to do. Do you want to go and live in a tree with a chimp and eat nothing but bananas and just live the chimp world? Okay.
Yeah.
Or woo Graham. You go down there, you're chatting to him, you're just in a club, right? You're there.
But who's watching that I'm staying with
whoever
Graham
this
all
evil
the time?
Person is right, yes, yeah, yeah.
Well, but where's he watching from?
The evil person's going, right, he goes to that club Saturday nights. Don't bother going before midnight. He won't be there. Right? So you get there, you walk in there, it's 1 AM, and he goes, that's him over there in the pink shirt dancing. Okay?
Right, he wouldn't like me.
He would. You go, no, you go,
well, this is it, you've got to win him over.
Look at you! Look at your lovely shaved head, hairy arms. Oh my God. I mean, you are more suited to the chimp, but now you'll go down a storm, right? You go down there, you've got a little vest on, leather trousers.
What would you say to Graham? You've got
back,
to go over.
You've bought another pair of trousers and you've cut out the back. Okay? There you go in. Your arse is showing. You've got a freshly shaved head. You've got a little white vest. Okay?
Has he got all this on?
No, he's got like a little pink Ben Sherman, white trousers and espadrilles.
Right, I'd dance over.
Yeah?
I'd say, are you Graham? We'd go, yeah.
Oh, hello. Who are you?
Say, never mind, you haven't seen a chimp about, have you?
Uh,